Opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and I all of a sudden got a frog in my throat as soon as I started to talk, so excuse me a moment. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Shauna Holm, a shaman, about her new book, Love and Spirit Medicine. And Shauna will be sharing her own story about the deep learning and transformation she has experienced through the use of plant medicine, and also the lessons that you can take from her experience. Plus, Shauna will be giving away a free copy of her book later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But as we always do, we're going to begin with our healing meditation. And today, what I would like us to focus on is sending love and healing to people who have trouble trusting. And this can be having trouble trusting themselves, trusting others, and trusting spirit. And really, the starting place is we have to trust spirit before we can trust ourselves and trust others. And let's send them healing, love, and energy and help them know that they are safe. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release. Deep breath in and release that. And thank you for joining us in that. I want to remind you that I'm once again starting to offer individual coaching sessions, and this can be about helping you figure out your direction, dealing with a specific issue or problem, knowing what your next step is, or helping you to discover your ideal career. And you can get more information at thelauralongleyshow.com or at yourauthenticwisdom.com. Or you can just email me, laura@thelauralongleyshow.com, or call me at 206-792-9912 if you want to find out more. Well, last week, I shared a little bit with you about trust, which is why it's been on my mind. And in that sharing, I gave you ways to get back into having some balance in your life. And I realized several weeks ago that I was feeling very unfocused and just kind of drifting through the day. And it created a lot of anxiety for me as I realized that I wasn't doing the things that I wanted to do or at times I didn't even know what those things were. And I realized I needed more structure in my life, which was a lesson I had learned, or at least I thought I had learned when I first started my private practice. But it came up again for me. I got out of the habit of that. And so I'm going to share more with you on what I realized about structure and why it's important in your life and what to do about it during the light bulb moment towards the end of the show. But now I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest to you. Shauna Holm is a shaman, a spellbreaker, and an author. And I have personally worked with Shauna in the past on doing soul retrieval. So I'm very excited to have her here. And she's actually here in the studio with us. And Shauna takes her students beyond the cultural mass trance and into the territory of the sacred. She teaches workshops that are deeply transformative, helping people to release from old behavior patterns and access a wealth of inner resources. She says, I think of myself as a spiritual warrior, and a spiritual warrior seeks to know. They are on a quest to know. Love and Spirit Medicine is her book, and it chronicles her mystical journey through the end of her marriage and into a focused shamanic exploration of entheogenic mushrooms. A love relationship unfolded during that time, sending her into a dark night of the soul. It's the story of a woman who ultimately discovers her journey is not about finding a soulmate, but coming to know and love her own soul. Let's welcome Shauna Holm to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Shauna.
Hey, Laura. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here, too. We had connected about a year and a half ago, and you did a couple of soul retrievals for me that really were so enlightening and helpful. And so I'm glad that we've gotten reconnected at this time.
Yeah, this is really wonderful.
And it's fun to have you in the studio, because so much of the time I just have somebody on the phone and it's like talking into the ether.
Yes, I know. It's so much better. I love the face-to-face.
Yeah, we're looking at each other now. Nobody can see us doing that except Benny, but we are, and it is much nicer that way. So, you know, I'm just going to dive in to talking about the book. And as, you know, you and I discussed beforehand, we'll just kind of let things go wherever they go. And if they go outside of what you talk about in the book, that's fine. But, you know, I have a trust, and I know you do too, that it will go wherever it needs to go. And really, the underlying piece of this book is about you using plant medicine to do journeys. And at the beginning of the book, you have a big disclaimer around that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd really like you to say a little bit about the, you know, kind of the pitfalls, or, you know, the things to be cautious of, because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want it to sound like we're saying, you know, everybody ought to go out and do this.
Absolutely. And everybody ought not to go out and do this, actually. Plant medicine has been used by every culture around the world through the ages. So it is nothing new. There is in Western culture no touchstone for anything of the kind.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of people right now who are looking to do the ayahuasca, which is another type of plant medicine out of South America. There's a lot of buzz about that, and a lot of people flying to Peru and different places in the Amazon to do that. And then there are some circles taking place here in the States as well that you hear about from time to time. And then there's the mushroom medicine, there's henbane. There are so many, many, many different kinds of plants that will take you on these I think of it as visionary plant medicine. And so what it does, first of all, is it takes you into a very expanded state of consciousness where you can touch the divine within yourself. So there is a profundity to this medicine. There's a reason why it has been used for so long, but in a very sacred manner. And because there is no touchstone in this culture, there is a profaning of the medicine. The 60s are a perfect example when LSD, which I would never touch anything like that, but that all of a sudden, very suddenly became available on all these college campuses. And you had these just kids with no understanding of what they were doing, right? So that is, it opens you up so much that it will throw everything thus far in your life into question. And if you are not prepared for that, that can be such a shock to the system. Also, if you are not, they speak of set and setting. When you are working with a plant medicine, and by the way, these are not drugs, these are plant medicines, there's a difference. Set and setting is essential in that you create a very safe place, just as these shamanic communities would. And it was not done as an escape. This is, medicine is not about escaping. This is about going in and touching the sacred. It's about crossing that bridge. The shaman is a bridge to the other worlds, right? And accessing these intelligences. However, if done at a party or wherever, right, you are not safe. You've opened yourself up. You are not yourself. And you have given yourself over to this medicine, and it's going to last 4 to 6 hours or longer. And so you can get yourself into a lot of trouble if you don't know what you are doing. And it can be very, very scary also mentally and emotionally for people who are not prepared, which is why it was done in shamanic communities, done with a shaman teacher who would guide you and make sure you were safe, right?
Right.
And make sure that, you know, you got from point A to point B, and then they were there to help you apply that experience to your life. Because I hear about all these people doing, you know, they've done ayahuasca 100 times or whatever, and it's like, well, okay.
So what'd you learn from that?
Yeah, what did you learn? How did you apply it to your life? And so, and I will say for myself that prior to my doing this, I have been a voracious student and practitioner of shamanism for almost 10 years now. And it wasn't until 8 years into that that I even explored the plant medicine. Prior to that, I do not drink. I don't take recreational anything. I don't certainly do prescription drugs. Those are just as dangerous and abused as anything else. I do not. So this, my whole approach to this was from a place of integrity and reverence and from a place of endeavoring to go and connect to the sacred. And so I had an experience with this with a dear friend who had worked with this medicine. We were in a very safe and set and setting. And it was so amazing. And the healing was so unexpected and profound that I had to experience it again. And that began a year-long, deep and profound seeking where I was engaging this medicine shamanically once a month. And it resulted in a book because I'm a voracious researcher. And I read over 40 books on the subject. All but two were written by men. And they were fantastic books, you know. But I was seeking a woman's experience, but not a woman's academic experience, because the guys really, I find, turn this into quite the intellectual exercise.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, because I was doing this, I was a middle-aged woman, what is the effect of the application of this kind of medicine when you, you know, bring it into a middle-aged woman's life and she's going through a transition, and what happens? What does that look like?
And that is a perfect opportunity for us to stop for a moment, because we do need to take a break. But when we come back, we'll dive into talking about what did you learn, what came up for you, how did it go for you, and what did you learn. And thank you so much, Shauna, for explaining why people need to be cautious about this too, and that we are not advocating that everybody run out and do this.
No.
I'm Laura Longley. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear more about Shauna's story.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Shauna Holm, shaman, teacher, and author of Love and Spirit Medicine. And before we go any further talking about the book and Shauna's experience with plant medicine, Shauna, I would love for you to share with people how they can find you.
Oh, yes, of course. I have a website. It's shaunahome.com, which is S-H-O-N-A-G-H-H-O-M-E.com. And my website's very extensive, so it has classes that I offer. I do private sessions. I work with people as far away as New Zealand. So I want to send out a blessing to whoever invented Skype.
Yes,
Skype is amazing. And then all my writing as well. I have a newsletter called Wisdom Unfolding that goes out once a month. And
And can they get the book there too?
They can order the book through Amazon.
Okay.
So in Amazon, actually, it's published. So through any source, they'll find the book. Yeah, Love and Spirit Medicine.
Very good.
Yeah.
So just before the break, we were talking a little bit about your experience at a very high level with doing this plant medicine once a month over the course of a year, and I know that from reading the book that. For you, there was definitely a component around diving into shadow and having that dark night of the soul. And, you know, I have to say that as I was reading it, I was kind of like, oh my God, I don't know that I would ever be able to do that. And I have to also say to you, I know that you say in the book that you've been someone who has been very high control.
Yeah.
And me too.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, the thought of doing this medicine and not having control is just terrifying to me.
Which is why, that's why most people need to just avoid it until they're ready.
Right.
A shaman who I worked with in the Yucatan, my teacher, Miguel Angel, we had talked about doing the medicine before I began. And he said, Shauna, just know you don't find the medicine. The medicine finds you. So something.
So when the time is right.
Yes, and if it's your path, and of course,
right,
as we know, there are many paths.
Uh-huh.
This is just one of them. And I will quickly say that I think this great interest in plant medicine that seems to be growing, I think it's really Mother Earth calling her children back to her, and she's calling us back through her plants. And some of us, it's through the plant medicine. Well, others of us, it's the desire to grow our own food, to maybe leave the city and get on some land, you know, and so she's calling us back in that way. And just this growing awareness of the importance of, you know, organic foods and getting away from pesticides, just all
right.
This sort of artificial stuff that we have sort of lost ourselves in of late.
Right. So take us through just at kind of a summary level, what were your primary, I want to say, like, what were your primary learnings through this process? What did it do for you in your life, as well as what did it give you to bring back and share with others?
Oh, thank you. Okay. I will speak to
that. That's
this.
A lot of stuff.
That's okay. I'll try to be succinct. So the book chronicles, the beginning of the book, it chronicles the demise of my marriage. I was married to a lovely man. It was a blended family. So there were tremendous stressors to that, very different parenting styles and whatnot. And so, you know, we were a mirror for each other in many ways. And then that fell apart and was basically ending. And that was when I began the explorations with the plant medicine. And so one of the things that happens when you do this medicine is you are shown yourself.
Right.
And so I was shown much more of like my role in that relationship. And began to, so that in other words, rather than, oh yeah, this marriage didn't work and this is what he did to me and I was a victim. No, no, no. I had to go into what was my role in this relationship? You know, where did I fall short? Where was I manipulative? What was my agenda? Like, I had to really look at that. Because I did not want to repeat this pattern, because there are patterns that we repeat over and over in our
right.
lives.
Yes.
And relationships are an excellent indicator of your patterns, right? And so
yes.
the same thing seems to always happen to you. Maybe it's because you are creating that, right? So
right.
that was the level of in-depth shadow work I did. Then, very unexpectedly, a love relationship developed between myself and this dear friend who had inducted me into the medicine. And my heart was very broken from the marriage itself. And I opened completely with this man. And it was a very profound relationship. Now, again, though, something I would never have done before, ever. I mean, I speak of deception in
right,
this book. I mean,
right.
I cover a lot of ground in this book. It's a very vulnerable
yes,
and personal telling. And an essential one, because I go into shadow again, like I was saying, it's not my sad tale of woe. And so I explore that, you know, the agendas that we all have that we don't necessarily want to know that we are exercising. And then what it is to open your heart to someone and then have them pull away. And the profound pain and heart loss. And that was what took me into that dark night of the soul. Now, in our culture, we see all too commonly now pills being given
yes.
out very freely for this. Oh, just take these antidepressants and you won't have to feel a thing. That does not resolve the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And for myself, I can just say for myself, the only way out of it is through it. And so this book was a way of, not just going through it, but adding plant medicine into the mix, which took me very, very deeply through it. Well, I was very needy at the start of that book. I wouldn't say, I mean, I'm a very independent person,
mm-hmm.
but that love piece, I speak about a core wound, which is the wound of abandonment because I was adopted.
Right.
And so that wound has played itself out in my relationships and looking for someone to fill that void. So one of the things that I discovered from this very profound journey was, first of all, that void is for God. That's who that void is for. No one can fill that void. No child, no career, no relationship. No, that's for spirit or creator, however you want to think
mm-hmm.
of that.
Yes.
And so I have over time and continue to fill that with spirit so that my relationship to God is so deep and so profound. I can sit here at the age of 50 and tell you I do not need a relationship. If it never comes again, I'm happy with that. I truly am, because I work with people. I teach. I'm a mother. My life is very full, and I'm very happy in many ways. And should someone come, in other words, I would not settle just to have
right.
someone in my life
right.
like so many men and women do. So that is a marked and huge change for me. Everything's changed.
Now I know that one of the things that really struck me when you talked about this piece of it in the book, and when you were kind of going through that dark night of the soul and getting to that place of understanding about your core wound and, you know, what it meant for you, that it really highlighted how much of a process this all is, because you had one journey where you went into it as daughter who
longs
and through the process became daughter who knows. And yet later, a week later or sometime
went
soon
back
thereafter,
to daughter.
Exactly. You reverted back, which we all do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'd love for you to say a little bit about how to deal with that being pulled back into our habitual behaviors and thought processes.
Okay. Yes. Our culture is instant coffee. It's instant gratification. And so we think that within our lives as well, you know, things should happen very quickly. And how come this? And, you know, how come I'm not there? And I tried this. And how come I'm not there? And that's not how it works. I tell my clients, this is not instant coffee. It is a process. It's a process. And the first piece to this is the awareness. So that when I came out of that journey as daughter who knows, it was explained to me in the journey, because in the journey I saw myself as a fledgling bird on the arm of Pan, who kept saying to me, you are a daughter who knows. And in other words, the metaphor of that, when I came out of that journey, I would have to remind myself, because again, these are patterns. It's a chronic, habitual way of being
yes.
that we must interrupt. And so you need that awareness, and then you stop yourself and you know, okay, fine. For every two steps forward, I take one back. And then eventually, you know, that gets better. But not to come down on ourselves because we're not there yet. Whatever there
right,
is.
Wherever
come
that
on.
Is. Yeah.
Like what?
It is a journey, not a destination,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes. What are we holding ourselves up to? Come now, you know? So yeah, it is absolutely a process. And I would say to anyone embarking on a deeper life journey, you know, where they are questioning and they are endeavoring to bring more of that sacred into their lives. It is a practice, like anything, mm-hmm. like meditation mm-hmm. is a practice. It's a muscle. It takes practice. And
right.
so you surround yourself with a certain kind of people and, you know, initiate some kind of practice around this as well.
And it has, you know, having been through the experience, heightened your awareness about it also mm-hmm. so that you could be vigilant around noticing.
Right. And the experience was direct. Thank you for
yes.
pointing that out. I had it was my own direct experience. In other words, it wasn't something that someone else told me about or tried to give me, because no one else can.
Right.
Direct experience is direct. And then you are forever changed. So, yeah,
yes.
very powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Well, it's time for us to head out and take a break now. And when we come back, we'll give away a copy of Shauna's book. So get ready to call in for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Shauna Holm, a shaman teacher and the author of Love and Spirit Medicine. And before we go any further, we're going to give away a free copy of the book, Love and Spirit Medicine, to the first caller at 800-930-2819. So if you want a copy of Shauna's book, the number to call is 800-930-2819. And Shauna and I were talking before the show started, and, you know, it's funny how things kind of come together, synchronicities. And I was talking about, she was telling me about a poem she had written, and I said, oh, that's really interesting because it was on the topic of trust, and I had already planned we were going to do this healing meditation on trust today. So Shauna's going to read the poem that she wrote because it is very relevant.
Yes, I will read this because I myself struggle with trust still as a Western woman and someone who likes to be in control.
Yes, me too.
And so I wrote this poem just a few nights ago. I couldn't believe when you opened the show on that. So Benny, the engineer, just printed this for us. So it's called Providence, and it says, a woman of Western culture, bred to be productive, plan ahead, get organized, act responsibly, play your cards right, make money, keep your eye on the ball. Intermission. God has stepped in and brought this charade to a screeching halt. Everything I try to do isn't working anymore. No money to move forward. My book is languishing. The greater world ignores my work. Mushroom medicine journey to Mama, who tells me, you must learn trust, for you will be teaching it. But you cannot teach what you do not know. uh-oh, I know what that means. And here I sit with several PhDs in worry. I'm very accomplished in that area. Tears fall freely with the knowing that I must surrender everything. A word comes to mind, providence. Webster's 1828 definition. 3. In theology, the care and superintendence which God exercises over his creatures. He that acknowledges a creation and denies a providence involves himself in a palpable contradiction, for the same power which caused a thing to exist is necessary to continue its existence. The clincher, by divine providence is often understood God himself. A light goes on somewhere within. A practice is initiated. Cut to the next scene. I am falling backward into the abyss with absolute trust that God is waiting to catch me. His smile, an ear-to-ear glorious gleam of pearly whites. His delighted laughter at seeing me finally let go and fall into the soft embrace of God's love.
Thank you. Very relevant for me personally in my life. And I know that we were meant to bring that today. I'm curious, do you remember what was going on for you that led you to write that?
Well, yes, because in my personal life, I'm going to be making a big change. And I like to be able to control those changes at the same time, knowing full well, you know, best to simply do the footwork and then, you know, just turn it over and let it happen organically. And often, you know, when I do that, it always turns out much better than I thought. And when I look back on my life and I see the perfect choreography of everything that has happened, thus far, it's really mind-blowing. I often wonder if we are living life or is life living us?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and so, that inspired that poem. It just came to me, that word, providence. And then I wrote a poem about providence. In other words, when you are on the right path, it's like providence opens and everything just falls into
place.
And these synchronicities occur and you meet just that right person and then they introduce you to such and so. And, you know, that's how it happens. And we were also saying how I think we've just fallen so far. We've lost ourselves entirely in this artificial culture we're in. And we forget that there's an organic flow.
Yes. Yeah. And it does come back to the trust. And really, we have to have faith that that is true in order to be able to let go and allow that flow, because you have to let go in order for it to flow.
Yeah. And that faith in ourselves.
Yes.
And that's also, again, our cultural conditioning. You know, we're raised to look outside of ourselves externally. You tell me what to do. You be my authority. So this is something also that is part of this, I think, shift in consciousness as people are coming back into their own authority again and realizing, hey, there's way more here inside me than I even knew. And what is that saying? The kingdom of heaven is within.
Right.
It's all within you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's so simple, and yet, you know, we complicate it so much.
Yeah, we do.
So, yeah.
So going back to that really long-winded three or four questions in a sentence that I asked you during the previous segment, what would you say are the primary things, let's say like maybe the top three things that you would say you took away from those plant medicine journeys that you share with other people?
That I share with other people?
Yeah, to help other people.
Okay, first of all, that you're God. Guess what?
What you were just saying.
Yeah. You are God. Yeah. You are it. You are a spark of the divine. That the divine has your back and never hasn't had your back. When I do those sacred medicine journeys now, I refer to it as going through the portal to sit on God's lap and talk to the spirits. And I call them beings because just as you and I are beings, mm-hmm. they are beings as well.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we all have, this is also what I learned, we all have access to these intelligences, to these benevolent spirit helpers. They are right there. Mm-hmm. The only thing in the way is our own filters, our own thinking. So there is that piece and that ability to you know, I mean, I joke that I am a professional worrier, that I have several PhDs in worry. But at the
and
same
I can relate
time
to that too.
Yes, and at the same time, I must, you know, give myself some props that I, you know, I do trust a lot more than I ever have before. And again, that is thanks to that medicine. And what I say about this book too is it's like it sort of initially was kind of looking for a soulmate, and then the coming out of that realizing or coming into a love and appreciation of my own soul.
Yes.
Of my own soul. Oh my goodness. If I could give that to everybody, if everybody could have that, it would be such a different world. We would not make the foolish decisions that we make. We wouldn't shortcut ourselves. We wouldn't, you know, all of these things we do. And then that realization also that we create this drama for ourselves. We're creators. This is what we do.
Yes.
So if we clean up our inner house and come into an alignment with the sacred within ourselves and with that divine knowing and that wisdom, then that's going to affect what happens on the outside. Because as within, so without. As above, so below. Those are old maxims. I'm a big fan of maxims, which are principles or truths. And that's one of them. As is the maxim, know thyself.
Yes.
And I'm going to be teaching a course for women in a couple of weeks here called Gathering the Delphi Girls, which will be a year-long study group where we meet 4 weekends during the year. And we delve into these ancient Mediterranean priestesshoods and what they were all about and coming into these deep wisdom teachings that came out of these temples, really exploring that.
So, you know, that's we're getting to a place where we need to wrap up our conversation, and that's a great lead-in. So if people are interested in that workshop,
how
would they find it?
Yes, go to my website, shaunahome.com, and there is a tab called Courses, and it lists a number of courses that I teach, and that course is described the Gathering of the Delphi Girls. I work with men and women, primarily women, just because that's mainly who comes to me. And I'm in Redmond, so I work with women around the Seattle area.
And so you do not only the workshops, but you do individual practice as well, which I have.
I would say the individual practice is the bulk of what I do. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of one-on-one. I mentor people, apprentice them, that kind of thing, through for the shamanic work and shamanic healing as well. So soul retrieval being one of them.
Yeah, and I highly recommend it. I found it to be very helpful. So
thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I'm really glad that we got a chance to reconnect.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to do this again, Laura. The time went too quickly.
It did. It was really, really fast. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, which is about creating structure in your life. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. Today, my guest was shaman, author, and teacher, Shauna Holm. And you can find out more about Shauna and her book, Love and Spirit Medicine, at Shauna Holm. It's shaughhome.com. And we're going to give away another copy of Shauna's book to the first person to go to my Facebook page, The Laura Longley Show. So if you go to Facebook and search for The Laura Longley Show, and the first person to post there for the book will send out a free copy of the book. And some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life. On Facebook, I'm posting every day multiple times with tips and tools and practices that help you get unstuck and move forward. Also, you can find me on Twitter at Laura Longley SHO and, of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, at the beginning of the show, I was talking a little bit about how I came to realize a few weeks ago that I was in need of some more structure in my life. And what happened was that I really just felt like I was kind of just drifting and I was feeling bored and kind of aimless. And I had things that I wanted to do, but somehow I just was never getting them done. And I wasn't even consistently doing the things that I enjoy and that I know nurture me, like taking walks and some of the spiritual practices that I would normally do on a regular basis. And it created some anxiety for me because I had lots of great ideas and things that I wanted to implement, but I wasn't doing them. And so every day I'd wake up and go, oh my gosh, I didn't do any of the stuff I had really wanted to do yesterday. And I realized that last year, 2013, was really about me getting comfortable with just being and not doing so much. And so I had kind of been like a hermit in a cave where I was doing a lot of reflection and internal work. And, you know, this was by conscious choice. I had decided I was going to do this. Well, now I'm ready to come back out in the world. And I'd gotten out of the habit of having a routine or a structure in my life. And now that I was coming out of that cave, I needed my routine again. And I remembered when I first started my private counseling practice about 5 years ago that I had leased office space and I made a rule that I had to go there and be there from 10 to 6 every day, whether I had a client or not. And so part of that was just creating the routine of this is where I work. These are the hours that I work. And so I needed to do something similar to that. And I also remembered a couple of years ago, I worked with a business coach who had me create the structure for my ideal day, which was not just about work, but it was also about my personal life and where I was going to put the things that I really wanted to do. And I laugh because this is actually an exercise that I've done with my clients throughout the years. And I wasn't applying it to myself. So, you know, I didn't want to be inflexible, but I did want to create some more structure in my life. And so when I did my little 3-day getaway 2 weeks ago, I spent time creating that. And so over the past week and a half, I've implemented it and I feel a lot more grounded and a lot more like I'm really being able to focus and do the things that I really want to do. So I want to share with you about creating some structure in your own life. And for, I'm going to start with, you know, how do you know if you need some more structure? Because not everybody does. Some people are really already great with what they're doing and they're doing just fine. But some of the clues that you might need a little more structure or a little more routine is that you're not doing the things that in your heart you know you really want to do. This is not about the things that you feel like you should do, but the things that you really want to do. And for whatever reason, you're just not doing them. And you might have some anxiety because those things are not getting done, or there might be things that you need to do. And this is not, again, and not about should do, but need to do. I mean, we all need to go to work when we're supposed to. We all need to feed our children. We all, you know, there are things that we absolutely need to do. And, you know, you might feel anxiety because you're not getting some of those things done that are really in the need category. And for you, it also might be a clue like mine was, which is you're just feeling bored or aimless and kind of directionless. So here's what you do is you start by making a list of the things that are important for you to do. So these could be the things that your heart tells you you want to do. They could be the things that you have to do, like going to work or making dinner, but don't include the things that are in the should category. And you might need a little help knowing what belongs in the need category versus the should category. But anything that is a need is a thing that contributes to you having a good life. The things that are shoulds are more like those messages in your head about what you should do to be a good person, to be a good parent, to be a good worker, you know, the messages that tell you who you're supposed to be. And that could be things like that you should go to the gym every day, or you should make a homemade lunch for your children, things like that, where those really are not needs. Then some of the general categories that might fall into here are financial. So one of the things that probably is on that list is however it is that you make money. Your basic physical needs like food, shelter, and clothing. So taking care of those things on a daily basis. Your spiritual needs. And I talked about this last week. A lot of times this gets left out of our list of things that we put into our ideal day. Your social needs. We all have certain social needs. We need a certain amount of time with other people. And your physical health needs. So that might be exercise. It might be, you know, getting a massage. It might be anything that keeps your body in a healthy physical shape. Then what you do is you take this list that you made of all the things that you would like to do on pretty much a daily basis. So you want them to be somewhat general. And you make a schedule for your ideal weekday. And I say weekday because most people go to work on a weekday. And so that takes up a big chunk of their time. And you want to include all of the things that you would like to do on a daily basis and schedule them for specific times of day. If you don't put a specific time of day that you're going to do meditation, or that you're going to take a walk, or that you're going to spend a half an hour journaling, I can tell you, you will not do it. Well, the likelihood of you doing it is much less than if you schedule it at a specific time. And be realistic about how long it takes to do that thing. So, you know, don't schedule yourself back to back and like say in an hour, you're going to take a walk, do meditation, do the breakfast dishes and have, you know, so be realistic and give yourself a little bit of slack in there. And take into account your own personality so that you know the best time of day for you to do something. For instance, I like to start my day doing journaling because by the end of the day, my brain is tired and it's not a good time for me to do it. But for someone else, they may really enjoy the reflection that they get at the end of the day when they do journaling at the end of the day. So Know who you are and what is best for you. And, you know, if you have something that is in the need category, but it's difficult for you or you don't like to do it, think about what time of day you're most likely to have the oomph to really do that thing that you really don't want to do. And remember that it's your ideal day. Be flexible. And you won't do everything every day. Stuff happens and you need to adjust. And some days you just won't feel like doing something. And that's okay. This is ideal. It's not every day. This is what I have to do. So you won't always do things at the time they're on the schedule either. So don't beat yourself up. This is a tool for you to help you, not another should. So I want to remind you that once again, I'm offering individual coaching, which is something that you might need to help you figure out your direction. Might be if you have a specific problem that you need help with. Maybe you need some help knowing what your next step is on your path. Or ideal career discovery is another thing that I can also help you with. And so if you're interested in doing some individual coaching with me, you can get more information at yourauthenticwisdom.com or thelauralongleyshow.com, or you can just email me and we can set up a time to talk about it. You can email me, laura@thelauralongleyshow.com, or you can call me at 206-792-9912. And I want to remind you, we're still giving away a copy of Shauna's book. If you want to get that, be the first person to post on my Facebook page, which you can find by going to Facebook and searching for The Laura Longley Show. I want to thank my guest today, Shauna Holm, for sharing such great information on plant medicine and her own transformation. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have a wonderful week, and I will see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.